the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
You have survived a major catastrophe. While the world you know, including your home, familiar places, and potentially your loved ones, have been washed away in the natural disaster, you remain. How do you cope? How do you look at the world? What actions do you take to get your shattered life back together? This ability to bounce back is your resiliency. Dr. Aaron Buchanan, Associate Professor of Psychology at Missouri State University, is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal. She collaborates with undergraduate and graduate students in her statistics lab, as well as Dr. Stefan Schulenberg, Director of the Clinical Disaster Research Center at Ole Miss, on many projects regarding the meaning in life. One such project is regarding resiliency.
So what they study is how natural disasters, tornadoes, floods, flu, ice storms, hurricanes, affect the mental health of the people living in the area that have had those events in their life. So they were really interested in studying the effects of resiliency. So people talk about this as hardiness or sort of the way to bounce back from an event after Katrina and the BP oil spill in southern Mississippi, which was negatively impacted by both of those events. And what we did was we looked at this particular scale called the resiliency scale that measures how well people respond to events and set up how to see if that scale was appropriate to use for all types of people. We looked at race, ethnicity, gender, some other variables to tell if that scale was responded to in the same way by all types of people, which is really important when you're talking about scales because if they're not responded to in the same way, you have to treat them differently for different groups of people.
Buchanan's role in research projects is to develop scales, test the scales to see if they measure what was intended, and to analyze the variance among demographics. She explains.
So the most interesting finding is that different races respond differently to the scale, which isn't too surprising in South Mississippi because they're impacted differently due to socioeconomic differences and just access differences. So we found that white participants, while they picked the same average score on these scales, tended to pick a much smaller range of scores, which means if they're picking 5 on a 1 to 7, they're varying only a little from 4 to 6. Whereas black participants, while they're still picking 5, are varying a lot more. And so they have a wider range of answers that they pick, which is a good indication that those two groups don't see that question the same or have been impacted by the event differently, so they answer the question differently. Wider ranges of scores really imply that there's more variability in that group's impact than another group's impact. So one thing I teach my students is the work of William LaBeouf, who was one of the first person to show, and he's a sociolinguistics person, that Black English vernacular is what it's called, is not somehow lesser than standard English, because it's just a different way of speaking, and it actually gives you more like bang for your buck words-wise. We really have to be concerned with our word choice because we want people to interpret these questions the same across all these demographic groups, and if we pick a word that has different connotations for different groups, it's going to cause us problems. A really good example of this is I have a student who is working on a scale about clinical research. And she asked a group of students if they thought the clinical research was pretentious, and many of the freshman participants didn't know what the word meant. So we had to exclude that question because that just was a poor word choice for the group of people we were targeting.
That was Dr. Aaron Buchanan, Associate Professor of Psychology at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.